This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. We got a great show planned for you guys today. Going to be very similar to yesterday's show. We're going to continue our preview of all the teams in Major League Baseball. We're looking at the Washington Nationals today. Ryan Clary will join me in moments to break down the Nats' upcoming season. We're also going to look at the PGA Tour. We got the Cognizant Classic this week out in Florida. We will do a little play 'em or fade 'em. How about the night we had in college basketball yesterday? Three underdogs that we gave out. All three hit outright. We'll try and have another successful day in college hoops. Casey Hudson will join me later on in the show, and then we'll give out some best bets for the day. As always, any questions, comments, thoughts that you guys have, let us know. Twitch.tv/BetQL, YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports, or you can go to Twitter and Instagram at the BetQL app. Let's get this thing going. Glasses in session. We go to the Glasser guest line. Ryan Clary joins me, host of the Locked On Nationals podcast. You can follow Ryan on X at Ryan Clary 11. So who better to talk the Nats with than Ryan? Locked On Nats podcast. I'm really interested about this team this year, Ryan, and I want to get your thoughts on this first question. The Nationals for this upcoming season, in your eyes, like, what do you think is going to be a successful season? Do you think it's wins and losses, or do you think it's the continued development of all these young prospects and players that they're counting on for the next 5-10 years?
Well, first off, thanks for having me, PJ. I always appreciate coming on here. But this has always been, this 2024 season has always been about the future here. And I think that's what every Nationals fan is really looking forward to. So forget about the wins and losses. Listen, this team is in a rebuild here. You all know what to expect. It's not going to be all that pretty. But what you can expect is to see a lot of prospects come up. And I think that is what Nationals fans will see this year. You're going to be seeing guys like Brady House, James Wood come through the system here and make their debuts up in the majors at some point. And that is what is kind of 2024 is all about. I've been saying it's about opportunity. And I think that's what you're going to see in 2024.
And then you bring up the wins and losses. Last year, the Nats won 71 games. Their win total is sitting at 66.5. This year, if you had to go over under on the wins at 66.5, which one would you take?
I'm going to take the over, but just slightly. I don't really think we get to that 71 win total as we did last year. I kind of see the Nats taking a little bit of a step back this year because, as we've said, a lot of younger guys are going to be coming up. They're going to be learning to play every single day up in the big leagues, having a 162-game season. You have guys like C.J. Abrams, Mackenzie Gore, Josiah Gray, who are expected to take another step up into this season. And yeah, that could improve this Nationals team. But overall, I don't really think that this Nats team is going to kind of take that next step up and win 75 to 80 games this year. I think they could take just a little bit of a step back, but I do see them getting over that 66.5 win total. I could see it being like 68, 69 wins, just barely scratching the surface there.
So you mentioned some of those guys that they're going to be counting on this season. C.J. Abrams, Mackenzie Gore, Josiah Gray, Joey Meneses, Keibert Ruiz, the catcher. In your opinion, Ryan, who do you think is the player? It's most important for this guy to have the best season for the Nationals.
I think it's got to be C.J. Abrams. And C.J. Abrams, going back to it, was one of the main pieces in that Juan Soto trade. Obviously, Mackenzie Gore was as well, but having a marquee position like C.J. Abrams, having him have that really good second half stretch, having him bat in leadoff, he's going to start leadoff this year as well, most likely. C.J. Abrams is going to have a big season. He had hit 18 home runs last year, which was really not many people were expecting. And also the big comparison in town has always been, this guy could be the next Trey Turner. He's got a lot of the same talents. He's going to steal a lot of bases. He's going to be solid over at shortstop. And also, he's got a nice, pretty good hit tool here. He's not going to strike out as much. I think C.J. Abrams is going to be that guy this year where you could kind of see a pretty big step up with him. And if this Nationals team is going to have any sort of success, it's going to start with C.J. Abrams. Hopefully playing 162 games, staying healthy is going to be the big key here. And also just getting on base more just in general. As he gets on base more, you're going to see more stolen bases. You're going to see more RBIs for guys batting behind him like a Joey Gallo. You'll see the offense completely open up, and I think that's going to be a huge thing for C.J. Abrams and as well as this Nationals team.
Now, Ryan, you mentioned some of the call-ups maybe to expect middle of the season. Is there a guy that you are personally most excited to see? And also, what kind of update can you give us on Dylan Cruz? He was the top pick for the Nats in this past year's draft. Do you think there's a chance that maybe he comes up this season?
So, honestly, Dylan Cruz is obviously the biggest name. James Wood has been lighting up in spring training so far, hitting a couple home runs, getting on base at a 50% clip. But the one guy that I'm really looking forward to is Brady House. He's a third baseman, a first-round pick back in 2021. Brady House had his season cut short back in 2022. Entered 2023, killed the baseball, showed a lot of promise over at third base, has a very plus arm, plus defensive side over at third. I think Brady House, while it's not the biggest name, it's not Dylan Cruz, it's not James Wood, I think Brady House has the potential to not only make the major leagues this year, but also play a pretty decent part up maybe into this middle of summer here. So if you can get that portion of Brady House down at some point this season, I think the Nationals will have a relatively successful year. But as you said with Dylan Cruz, he's going to be the flashy name. I could see him cracking the majors as well, probably midway through this summer as long as everything goes well. I think Dylan Cruz, they're not going to rush it. There's really no point in rushing it with Dylan Cruz at this point. You know what he's going to be. You know he's going to be a good ball player. It's just a matter of if the Nationals can develop him and kind of have him reach that ceiling before we get him up to the big leagues.
All right, let's talk some more bets, Ryan. I want to get your thoughts on some of these. Obviously, the Nats aren't expected to make the postseason this year. They play in a brutal division with the Braves and the Phillies in the NL East. Do you think the Nats at 1,000-1 to win the division or at 15-1 to make the postseason, either of those bets in your eyes may be worth a sprinkle?
No chance. No chance. I mean, maybe if you want to do the postseason one, but at this point, as you said, the Philadelphia Phillies, they're going to be very good again. The Atlanta Braves are the Atlanta Braves. They've just traded for Chris Sale. They've got the pitching back. They have everything that you need. And really, even beyond that, you have a team like the Mets who are still better than you on paper. You have a team like the Marlins who should be better than you on paper as well. And you look at guys like a Sandy Alcantara who had a down year for the Miami Marlins. He could be coming back here and return to his Cy Young form. There's a lot of different things this year in which the Nationals and the Marlins, there's a lot of different teams that could kind of pop off this year. I just don't see it being the Nationals at this point. They want to have one more season where you can kind of tank, get guys healthy, and ultimately look forward to 2025 and get some prospects up here, have them taste the majors a little bit so you can have that 2025 run potentially.
Ryan, before I let you go, there's a season-long prop that I found that I thought was really interesting that I actually like quite a bit. I want to get your thoughts on both of these. The Nationals, it's posted on BetMGM, their longest win streak of the season, over under 5.5 games. The over is actually plus 180. So if the Nats win 6 or more games at any point during the season, that cashes. You can also bet their longest losing streak over under 8.5 games. So if you had to bet either one, the losing streak at 8.5 or the win streak at 5.5 for the Nats this season, either one of those bets, do you like them?
Honestly, I'm going to take the over 5.5 win streak because you saw last year at some points, the Nationals, they did get hot. At one point in August, they were actually, I was discussing the possibility of a postseason push. I wasn't saying it was going to happen, but I was discussing the possibility of it happening because they were just within about 8 games in August. I mean, it's doable at that point in time. It's not likely, but still, I could see this Nationals team, if you have some prospects, take those steps up. I could see them kind of getting on a little bit of a roll, maybe sneaking a 6-game win streak. I don't think they're bad enough at this point to win 9-plus games in a row. I just don't think they could do that at this point, but I could potentially see them winning 2 series back-to-back, getting on a 6-game heater, and maybe taking it on to the summer when you have guys like Brady House, James Wood, Dylan Cruz making their debuts up in the majors, and maybe you get some momentum going into next fall.
He is Ryan Clary, host of the Locked On Nationals podcast. You can follow him on X at RyanClary11. Ryan, great having you on the show, man. Appreciate the insight, and we'll talk again throughout the season.
We'll talk again, PJ. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Ryan Clary, there you go. Moving on now on Send It In. We're getting a question from one of our guys, MoistCupcakes11. Holy bleep, what a parlay you put together last night. Kentucky, Notre Dame, Texas, all on the money line. You are the man. Moist Cupcakes, I'm just a man of the people. I try to win you guys some money. I had a feeling last night that those 3 dogs would have a great chance. I like the spot for all 3 of them. Always nice when we can cash a big parlay like that. We're going to give out some more college hoops plays in a little bit coming on the show. We just talked to Ryan about the Nationals. My thoughts on the Nats for this upcoming season, that last question I asked him about the win streak is actually my favorite bet for the Nats. If you go on BetMGM, over 5.5 wins, the Nationals' longest win streak for this upcoming season at plus 180. I actually really like that. Again, because of the balanced schedule in Major League Baseball, when the Nats go and play all these American League teams, if the Braves, if the Phillies, if the Dodgers are going to play all these AL teams, these parks are sold out and the players on the other side are going to be motivated for those games. When the Nats come into town, right, they're not going to be as motivated. These crowds aren't going to be as big. So I think that's an advantage for a team like the Nats. As Ryan mentioned, they did get hot in August last season. I was going through their schedule last year, and all of these, there were different stretches where they won like 5 of 6 games, 6 of 7 games. They had a 4-game win streak last year. The price that we're getting at plus 180, I think that's a good number. So I would take over 5.5 wins for the Nats this season, the longest win streak at any point during the season. I might also take the longest losing streak at over 8.5 wins, at over 8.5 too. As Ryan mentioned, it's still a rebuilding year for Washington. They're trying to develop these prospects, see who their cornerstone guys are that they can build around. Plus, their schedule is just going to be a gauntlet with who's there in their division. If they get a stretch where they got to play the Braves and the Phillies back-to-back, maybe a 4-game series against one of those teams and a 3-game series, you could be easily looking at 7 straight losses right there. So there's a reason it's juice minus 125, longest losing streak over 8.5. But I do like that longest win streak over 5.5 wins for the Nats. Ryan mentioned it. We were talking about the win total, 71 wins for the Nats last year. They're currently sitting at 66.5. I too would take the over, but just slightly. Feels like the Nats are probably going to win 70, 72 kind of games. Nats could be an interesting team. Every year in baseball, it seems like there's an off-the-radar team that we just never see coming. Maybe next year, the Nationals could potentially be the Orioles if C.J. Abrams and Mackenzie Gore and Keibert Ruiz, if some of these guys turn into these superstars, right? Nats are kind of taking the Orioles' blueprint. Find your catcher of the future, Adley Rutschman. Find your position player of the future, your infielder in Gunnar Henderson. C.J. Abrams turns out to be a star. Keibert Ruiz turns out to be a star. They got 2 really good young starters in Josiah Gray and Mackenzie Gore. Maybe the Nats could be a team to watch. Much like the Orioles, though, what their toughest thing to overcome was is their division, and they were able to do it last year. That's the Nats' toughest thing. You're playing with 2 of the best teams in baseball, in the Braves and the Phillies. The Braves certainly are built to win in the regular season just because of the depth of their lineup. They have 2 great front-end starters with Strider and Fried. They added Chris Sale, so it's going to be tough for the Nats in the division. It's going to be tough for them to make the postseason. I agree with Ryan. I would not take any bet on them to win the NL East, but maybe a little sprinkle on them to make the playoffs at 15-1, just because outside of some of the top teams in the NL West and the NL East, it kind of is open maybe for those final couple wild card spots. You would think the NL Central is probably going to be a 1-bid league for the postseason. So that's what we got on the Nationals. A lot of young talent, continue to build for the future. And man, if they're able to win like 75, 80 games this next upcoming season, they are certainly going in the right direction. All right, let's talk some golf now. It is a Wednesday here on Send It In. Time for a little play 'em or fade 'em. Bringing my guy Shawnee Sharp here as we break down some of the golfers at the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches. Shawnee Sharp, who's the first golfer up?
All right, Peach, the first guy we got here is the favorite to win it all, Rory McIlroy at plus 800.
We're going to fade Rory. We talked about this yesterday on the show. Rory hasn't played at this course, PGA National, since 2018. He played here in 2016 and 2018, missed the cut in 16, and then finished tied for 59th in 18. Rory is one of the most talented players ever, I mean, in the game of golf. His combination of power and touch, and he's got all the tools in the game. He's still one of the best players in the world. It's why whenever he tees it up at an event, he's always one of the favorites to win it. With that being said, I don't think this course is a great fit for him. You like using Rory on courses where he can use his length as an advantage. This is a course where it's going to take the driver out of his hands more than you would like. There's so much water danger lurking around the whole course, around all these holes. So at the price at plus 800, Rory is the overwhelming favorite this week. At plus 800, the next closest golfer is 22-1. He's going to be a fade for me. I think there's better value elsewhere.
All right, next up here, we got Jake Knapp, who just won his first PGA event last week. To win, he's 50-1, top 10 plus 400, top 20 plus 200.
Feels like the last couple of weeks when we've been talking college basketball, we like fading teams off these big emotional wins. We faded Wake Forest last night after that court storm against Duke and their big win. How can you not fade Jake Knapp off of his big win, his first PGA Tour win? Probably still feeling the effects of that a little bit. I think he's going to have a great season. He certainly has the game to compete in some of these events. I just don't know if it's going to be the following week at one of the toughest golf courses on tour. So I'm going to fade Jake Knapp this week.
All right, next up on the list here I got for you, P, just Keith Mitchell. He's 40-1 to win, top 10 plus 350, top 20 plus 175.
Yeah, we're also going to fade Keith this week. Again, I talked about it with Rory. If they're a bomber this week and they're a guy, their strength of their game is distance off the tee, I'm looking more so for accuracy. I'm looking for precision. You do not have to be long to succeed at this course, to play well here. So I don't think it's going to be a good week for Keith. I'd fade him at 40-1.
All right, next up we got Sugar Shane. Shane Lowry, he's at 33-1 to win. Top 10 is plus 333, and top 20 is plus 170.
Finally, a golfer that I'm looking to play this week is Sugar Shane, 33-1. Course history is excellent here. A couple of top five finishes in his last 2 years. Again, we don't want bombers. We want guys accurate. You're playing in Florida. There certainly could be win. Shane Lowry's known as one of the best win players on the PGA Tour. He hits these little low bullets off the tee. It'll keep him out of danger with all this water lurking around the course. He's also got a great short game. He putts really well on Bermuda. That's why he's been so successful here. The price at 33-1 for Shane, he hasn't been in great form. That's why the price isn't in the 20s. So I think you're getting a nice number on Shane. Certainly look at him top 10, top five, and maybe sprinkle a little 33-1 as well.
All right, next up we got Cole Worrell, Eric Cole. To win, he's 25-1, top 10 plus 250, top 20 plus 125.
Yeah, if you don't follow the game of golf closely and you're looking at the odds board this week, you see Rory at plus 800. That makes sense. You see Cameron Young towards the top, 22-1. And then you might be a little thrown off that Eric Cole is the next best odds at 25-1. It's for good reason, though. His first time playing the course was last year. He finished runner up, and he's a guy, his game is just tailor made for a course like this with how well he hits his iron, how accurate he is tee to green. So I think Eric Cole could have another big week. This is a course that he should play well at through the years to come. And I would certainly take him this week again at 25-1.
All right, two more here for you, Peej. Are you going to be having a burger this week? Daniel Berger to win the event is 40-1, top 10 plus 350, top 20 plus 175.
You know, Daniel Berger is a tough one this week. To me, I would play him. I see a lot of similarities when we like Will Zalatoris at Riviera, just like Daniel Berger. He's a guy coming off injury. He hasn't played a lot of golf. But much like Willie Z, Riviera really suits his game. Daniel Berger, like PGA National, should be the kind of course that he really plays well at, and he has. The last two times that he's played it, he's finished fourth. They're playing in Florida this week. He grew up in Jupiter, Florida. He went to Florida State. I mean, if there's any guy that's going to be good on a Florida golf course and is used to the conditions and the water and the elements and everything that comes with it, it's Daniel Berger. So 40-1, you're getting a little risky. There's certainly some downside, but I do like him this week.
All right, last one here for you, Peach. A relatively big name, Matt Fitzpatrick. People might be shocked to see him at 33-1 to win the event. Top 10 is plus 333, and top 20 is also plus 170.
I know a lot of people that like Matty Fitz this week. I'm not one of them. I'm fading him. There's just certain golfers, if you bet the PGA Tour, there's certain golfers it feels like whenever you bet them, they never play well. Matty Fitz is one of those guys for me. So maybe if you like Matty Fitz this week, I'm doing you a favor by not betting him. He's so hit or miss on these kind of courses. His game should be good for a course like this. I'm just not going to bet on it. And his price has gone down, which I think has gone up, which I think is telling you a lot, to 33-1, as Sean mentioned. So I'm going to fade Matt Fitzpatrick this week. We got a couple of comments coming in as we're getting ready to go off the glass. Moist Cupcakes 11, bet to look at tonight. Benedict Mathurin over his points prop. His home away splits are insane. Averages 4.5 more points per game at home. Just put up 34. Some books don't have a number out yet, but I would take the 15.5. I like that play, especially you're getting the Pelicans off the second night of a back-to-back. Brandon Ingram might be out, who's certainly one of their better wing defenders. I think that's a great look, Moist Cupcakes. I like the Benedict Mathurin play. Parley 69, baseball, blech. We got Italian soccer today, PJ. Lautaro Martinez, 2+ shots on goal, plus 120. Also the Clippers, -3.5. Certainly like the Clippers tonight in the Battle of LA. Parley, you know when it comes to soccer, I'll always tell you, my friend, 2 or more shots on goal for Martinez. I like it. Time to go off the glass, talk some college hoops. Man, did we have a good day yesterday. We hit that underdog parlay. Don't like the board as much today. 4 plays that I'm looking at. 3 plays that I really, really like today. The first one is going to be an ugly underdog. We're going to take Missouri +12.5 against Florida. This game tonight reminds me so much of the Houston-Cincinnati game from last night that we were talking about. Houston was only favored by 13 in that game against Cincinnati. You look at KenPom and how many points better Houston is than an average team compared to Cincinnati. Houston should have been like a 20-point favorite last night. They were only 13.5. There were a lot of smart people that knew that game would be close, and they were right. Cincinnati lost by double digits. Cover that number. Here's Florida tonight going up against Missouri. Florida's 18 points better than an average team, according to KenPom. Missouri is 2 points better. So on a neutral, this game should be like 16. Instead, Florida's favored by 12.5 at home. I think there are some smart people that like Missouri tonight. They're 0-14 in SEC play. They're due for a win at some point. Maybe this is the game. Sprinkle maybe a little Missouri money line. Why not? We're getting a nice big number, but I certainly like the Tigers plus the points. Game of the night's going to be Auburn and Tennessee in the SEC. Number 11, Auburn versus number 4, Tennessee. Vols favored by 6.5. The total, 152.5. I'm going to stay away from the spread. I would lean towards Auburn. These two teams are even. If they played in the SEC tournament tomorrow, this game would be a pick 'em on a neutral floor. Obviously, the Vols are really good at home. So I would lean to Auburn getting over the full 2 possessions. However, the play that I like is the first half under in this game at 71.5. Total feels a little high to me at 152.5. Auburn and Tennessee, 2 top 5 defensive teams in college basketball. I expect this game to pick up a little bit in the second half, but in the first half, I think this game is going to be a little bit of a defensive struggle. I think it'll be a sluggish start for both teams. Both teams come out aggressive, physical. Obviously, you're not in foul trouble when you're starting the game. So I like the first half under 71.5 in Auburn and Tennessee. Then we got a game out in the SoCon that I'm going to give you guys. Furman at Western Carolina. I like Western Carolina -2.5 tonight against Furman. I always love these games when we get a team like Furman, who obviously has name recognition after upsetting Virginia last year in the NCAA tournament. They're only 2.5 dogs to Western Carolina. I think a lot of people are going to like Furman as underdogs. Western Carolina is ranked 124 in KenPom. Furman is ranked 134. So Western Carolina is a better team. They're at home. This spread should be more like 4.5, 5. I'll take Western Carolina -2.5. And then my favorite play of the night is going to be the under in Alabama and Ole Miss, -166.5. I love this under. ever since Alabama gave up 117 to Kentucky, I just was looking forward to this game against Ole Miss. Their defense is terrible, but I think that game against Kentucky is going to be a turning point for them maybe over these next couple weeks. Their offense is number one in the country. They know they can score on anybody, but if they want to do anything in March, they better start defending. Over the last couple years, Nate Oates has been awesome. Off of a loss for Bama, I think they're going to be great again tonight. I think they're going to be good on the defensive side of the floor. Ole Miss on the other side knows if they want any chance to win this game, which they absolutely have to, if they want any chance of making the NCAA tournament, they better keep it low scoring. There's no way they can score with Bama. So if Ole Miss wants to keep this game close, they got to keep it in the 70s. I like the under 166.5. All right, moving on now, model making money, as we check in with Casey Hudson joining us, as she always does on a Wednesday. Casey, always great to see you. What are the five-star plays that BetQL has for us today?
Hello, PJ. We got 3 5-star bets in college basketball, starting with Duke minus 20 versus Louisville, Marshall at plus 2 versus Georgia Southern, and then Colgate at minus 11.5 versus Holy Cross. So check out those 3 5-star bets on the BetQL app.
All right, very good. Casey, what about you? Only 2 hockey games tonight, but I know you got some bets in at least one of them.
Oh, I've got plenty of bets for these 2 games tonight because it's kind of a revenge tour. You've got the Rangers who have to send a signal back to the Blue Jackets, and then you've got the Oilers who need to respond to a beating from the Blues. So I love the first period puck line for the Oilers, plus money at 108 here. They've scored in the first period and last 4 out of their 5 games. Most importantly, they had 2 goals in the first period versus the Blues before the Blues took over and committed to the game in the last 40 minutes. Within that game, I like Robert Thomas as well as Connor McApples, as he has now quoted himself to be, to both grab an assist. Connor McDavid pledged that he is going to be more of an assist guy from here on out. And before he even made that pledge, he had 3 assists in the last matchup versus the Blues. Thomas had 1 goal and 2 assists as well. So I like these numbers a lot. Johnny Gaudreau, when it comes to playing versus the Rangers, he's just got a number on these guys, 21 points in 20 games and 4 points in 3 games this season. I like him to pick up some points. Adam Fox in the assist column, 14 assists specifically versus the Columbus Blue Jackets, and that's only through 12 games, and he sits at a plus 13, which means he's constantly setting up offensive plays for his teammates. So those are my favorite ones. And then if you want to add a little bit more to it, second period puck line for the New York Rangers, that is their sweet spot for taking over games and where they've picked up the most goals in the last month of the season.
Casey, Rangers-Oilers moneyline parlay tonight in those 2 games on BetMGM minus 111. Is that fool's gold, or would you take that bet for both of those favorites to win tonight?
It could feel a little fool's goalish because the Blues are just playing this outstanding bit of hockey right now, and they can pull a number on the Oilers tonight. Now, the Oilers need to start picking up wins more consistently. They did a good job at recommanding and having their revenge moment versus the Kings the other night. So if there's one that might be a little bit spotty in terms of pulling off the money line, it could be the Oilers. But again, they need this win, and I think they have a chance to do so. So I would take the money line on both the Rangers as well as the Oilers this evening.
All right, very nice. Nobody better to talk hockey with than Casey Hudson. Make sure you check her out here on the BetQL Network. Casey, always great having you on. Good luck on your bets. We'll talk again soon.
See you later, PJ.
For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1 to 5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. And our friends from BetMGM, once a day, play the BetMGM free-to-play BetMGM Fast Break for a chance to win daily prizes. Play as the point guard and choose to pass to Kevin Garnett, pass to Jalen Rose, or take it in yourself for a dunk. If you score, you get a prize. It's free-to-play promotion for BetMGM Sportsbook. BetMGM Sportsbook account holders who play our BetMGM Fast Break will have the opportunity to win a reward if they score a basket. Let's wrap up the show now. PJ's plays. We swept the board last night. Prop lock, dog of the day, best bet, Shawnee Sharp with Chet Holmgren as well. Let's do it again. My prop lock, Moist Cupcakes. I like your Benedict Mathurin over points prop look. That's a good one. I'm going to go with Donovan Mitchell over 2.5 turnovers, though, in the Cavs-Bulls game tonight. Mitchell's gone over this in 5 of his last 6 games. I kind of think the Bulls could win tonight, too. Cleveland's coming off that crazy half-court buzzer beater by Max Strus. They're playing against a Bulls team who just lost outright to the Pistons last night. I think the Bulls could keep it close. If they do, Mitchell probably has some turnovers. I'll go over 2.5. My stay away game tonight in College Hoops is going to be Butler and St. John's. I think a lot of people are going to be intrigued by Rick Pitino and essentially a pick 'em, but be careful. St. John's is coming off that big game against Creighton. Could be a little letdown for him at Hinkle tonight against Butler. My dog of the day is going to be Missouri. As I told you guys, I think this game is just like Houston and Cincinnati from last night. Florida should be favored by 20 in this game. Instead, they're only favored by 12.5 against 0-14 Missouri in SEC play. It's ugly, but it's our kind of dog. Give us Mizzou plus the points. Shawnee Sharp, what's your best bet for tonight? Give us another winner.
Yeah, Peach, going from one center to another. This time going Karl-Anthony Towns over 20.5 points. Memphis going up against Grizzlies is allowed 26.5 points per game to the center position. It's the second game of back-to-back for the Timberwolves, but Cat did not play last night. So I think, especially with Edwards' injury last night, I think the offense is going to run through him. So 20.5 points is too low of a number.
All right, very nice. And then my best bet is that Bama Ole Miss under 166.5. Nate Oates has been so good off of a loss the last couple of years. Practice, I'm sure, has been miserable for Bama the last couple of days with that defensive performance they had against Kentucky, giving up 117 points. If there's a player on Bama not guarding tonight, I don't think they're playing. Defensive mentality for both sides, because Ole Miss knows they cannot win a game in the 90s with Bama. Give me the under 166.5. To recap, our best bets for today: Donovan Mitchell, over 2.5 turnovers for the Cavs against the Bulls. Stay away from St. John's and Butler. Mizzou plus 12.5 against Florida is my dog of the day. Shawnee Sharp likes Cat over 20.5 points. Bama Ole Miss under 166.5. My favorite play. So maybe we try and hit another parlay tonight. Missouri plus the points, Bama Ole Miss under. We like that Auburn, Tennessee first half under as well. Western Carolina minus 2.5 against Furman. Good luck to all you guys on your bets. Have a great rest of your day. We'll see you tomorrow, 1 p.m. Eastern time, right here for some Send It In.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford, and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.